This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Word just in this morning, there'll be billions more in aid for Ukraine. The European Union just agreed on a $54 billion support package for Ukraine. There'd been worries the public support for pouring money into Ukraine had started to wane, even though a Russian victory could threaten security across Europe, say analysts. We've got the latest now on that tragedy in Boise, Idaho. The AP's Jennifer King.
An airport hangar under construction in Boise, Idaho's airport collapsed on Wednesday. Officials say at least three people were killed and nine were injured, five of them critically.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Not clear yet why that happened. Maybe there's something for you in a big tax cut package the House just passed. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The House has done something that's been rather rare lately, passing a bill with broad bipartisan support. It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up, but it passed 357-70. And for a House that struggled to get bills of consequence over the finish line, it appears something of a breakthrough. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mother Nature's letting California have it. Heavy rain and high winds in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forecasters are warning about flooding. San Diego County's been under a flood watch. A new AP poll puts President Biden's approval rating at 38%, roughly where it's been lately. His approval rating on handling the economy is 35%. This is AP News. Will Taylor Swift be at the Super Bowl? You can bet on it, or maybe not. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Fans have been wondering for days whether Taylor Swift will make it to the Super Bowl next week to cheer on her boyfriend Travis Kelce and the Kansas City Chiefs. And, if so, how many times she'll show up on TV. They can speculate all they want, but they won't be able to bet on it legally in the United States. Betting laws vary from state to state, but the general rule is that wagering is limited to what happens on the field. A handful of states allow bets to be placed on things such as the color of the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach. Red or pink is this year's plus 260 favorite at FanDuel Sportsbook, but even that type of wager is not allowed in Las Vegas. Wagers on Swift and other off-field events can still be made with offshore sportsbooks such as BetUS, which is based in Costa Rica. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.